It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And we've got Ronnie Dancer from the Dancing Ranch Farm near Falk, and in Miller County, of course. And Van Jones is here as well. And Van's got a very special part of the program that he's really, really geared up about. And we'll talk about that coming up. But first, Ronnie, glad to have you in here again. And how did you come up with this wonderful idea for Armed Forces Day at the Dancing Ranch Farm?
Well, first of all, thank y'all for letting us be up here.
Yeah,
it's an
you're
honor.
Welcome.
Secondly, Van Jones had bought some fireworks to do a fireworks show in Texarkana. Texarkana is awesome, but unfortunately, there is a ban on fireworks. So when he put out a post on social media asking for a place to be able to host an event for at least 300 to 400 people, I was tagged 17 times. So it was an honor for that. So I called Mr. Van Jones. We worked it out, met each other. He seen our place. The Dancing Ranch Farm is the last legal residence to have Texarkana City Water going towards Falk. We are the very last one. So that's why if you ever see our advertisements, it's always Texarkana/Falk.
Right.
But yes, we can host the event, and Miller County Fire Marshal has approved us for up to 3,000 people. So we will be able to host this event and enjoy it. It's going to be a free event.
Well, that's the good thing is he's got plenty of room.
Yes.
Plenty of land out there.
It's 40 acres.
Free.
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 Free. Come on and bring the family, watch some fireworks for free. And you didn't have to pay for the fireworks, Ronnie, because
Van Jones, which I'm going to let him tell you about that. Van,
Yes, like I say, I've spent the greater probably year of actually putting this fireworks show together. The past couple of times was going to shoot some fireworks. It went to rain. Hopefully this time that it won't.
Yes, please.
No rain.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
And I think you guys are going to really enjoy this show. Like I say, and Big Boom Pyro has joined in with me. They're going to be bringing their commercial grade fireworks out.
Oh, nice.
And you said thank you to State Line Fireworks as well.
And State Line Fireworks will be donating a novelty firework to be doing a random drawing for kids.
Oh, nice.
Shelton Fireworks of Porter, Indiana has donated a handful of fireworks and shirts.
And you said something very neat on the Facebook that a youngster under 13 or whatever, or 13 and under, will get to actually set off the fireworks.
Yes, sir. Like I say, I have Big Boom Pyro shirts that I've had made for our crew, a few people that's actually involved in the event, and some of those shirts and shirts that Apple Dog Tees has made up for us is all going to be given to kids.
Oh, good.
And one lucky person, one lucky kid's going to get to push that button.
Yes.
Which actually starts the firework.
The thing is that's exciting about this, if you're a child, and we say 13, whether you're 12, you're 13, or whatever, we're going to have these tickets we pass out with random numbers on it. The numbers are going to be drawn, and then some kid, like you said, is going to get to come up on stage. And at first, I thought it was going to be kind of like just we're going to work with them and push a fake button. But no, Big Boom Pyro says when this child wins this, he actually pushes the button. It will really set off the very first fireworks.
Oh, neat.
He's got the power, or she's got the power.
Get your cameras ready, family. You're going to be taking some pictures.
Yeah, that's a big day.
Also, we're going to have several other prizes that's been donated, all donations. I mean, we could not make this without. This is not the Dancing Ranch Farm is opening the event for everyone, but it's the community that's coming together.
Host.
We're just the host.
Right.
The community itself is coming together and actually making this what we're going to have.
Oh,
this
perfect.
Is a community event, and everyone is donating their time. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to make sure we announce every name
to
help them out.
Because they're not charging you. They're doing this out of the goodness of their heart.
Right.
For free, 24 hours a day, every day. The best and most country's right here on The Pig at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. And this would be local news time, but we've had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture and purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, guests from the community, Ronnie Dancer and Van Jones, and the big Armed Forces Day celebration and fireworks going on this Saturday at the Dancing Ranch Farm, which we'll talk about location of that coming up. I imagine if you put it in your map thing, your Google thing, you're going to find it, right?
Right.
Because you've been around long enough for that to happen. So that's what I do these days. I just say, where is it? Where is the Dancing Ranch Farm?
Yep.
And it takes me right to it, usually. But before we get into talking about all the different events other than the fireworks, good chance to mention all the people that are donating their time or products or things to make this a success, not charging you, and just helping you out. And you can go through that list.
I appreciate that. We're going to start off with the singing of the National Anthem mm-hmm. with Miss Mackenzie Roy, which okay. is a local. I'm going to go ahead and say it. She's a local celebrity.
She is.
She's singing the National Anthem for us, and she's donating her time, so we want to thank her. We also have Miss Haley Wright, which is going to be singing God Bless the USA.
Good song.
And put a special little shout out. She was also an American Idol contestant.
Wow.
Oh. So
not many people get to say that.
And if you would like to meet these young ladies, they would be glad to sign autographs or whatever
okay,
you want to
cool.
do. We also have Extended Ego Mega Party, which is a monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big enough to where it looks like he's got a boat.
Kind of like a pontoon.
Like a pontoon okay. on the back of this thing. And then now that's the only thing that we'll be charging out there.
Right.
I think it's $2 a person. To that, but reason being, he's coming all the way from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that'll kind of help him with his gas money to come out here. So $2 a person. But if you don't want to pay it, you
There's
don't have
no
to.
There's no pressure. Yep.
There's no pressure. But that's just kind of helping him with his gas money to come down here. We also have the Oklahoma Text, did I say that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Corvette Club will be out there.
Oh, good.
We're also going to have the...
It's a Bounce A Lot of Texarkana. Rob Addison will be coming out bringing his bounce house.
And Jeeps.
Yep, can't forget the Jeeps.
And Beth Bowers has reached out to her members of the Rock Off the Road Jeep Club. They're going to show off their Jeeps.
So there's lots to see. And then from 5 to 6, we can listen to the candidates and meet our candidates, correct?
Yes. The candidates... It's an open invitation to all the Miller County elected officials, but we've also extended out to where, from a governor all the way down to your corner.
Okay.
All in between. Anything that has to do with Miller County, I've invited them there to speak.
Okay.
Each one of them will also have a table set up in a booth where okay. you can go out and actually meet the person of your interest.
Right.
And you can ask them questions. When they get through speaking, I don't know if we're going to do if we have enough time or not to do mm-hmm. the But you have each booth to go to and ask any questions
right,
you
so
want
if there's
to.
No time for a question and answer, we can find them at their booth.
At their booth.
Okay.
And that way, you can get if you want a campaign sign, you want to meet them, shake their hand, that's your opportunity.
Okay.
Also, I'm putting out a request to all candidates. You're welcome to speak at the farm, but what we would like to do is during our presentation for the veterans,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be given the flag off the pole. And the United States Army will be out there to do, if you don't know what the color guard is, that's the one that does all the shows like you see on the TVs mm-hmm. where they do all the marching and whatnot. They will be there. The actual Army will
be
there.
In dress.
In dress, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lower the flag and put it in what I call the diamond.
Right.
And they're going to present it to the oldest veteran.
Okay.
Now, we have heard there's a 100-year-old veteran that's going to be there.
If the weather's conditions good
okay. and his family says he's up to it. But we also heard there's going to be a 91-year-old veteran.
So we need to have enough folded flags.
So my request to all the politicians
mm-hmm.
is go to Walmart, spend $27,
mm-hmm.
and buy the American flag, a cloth one. The reason we want the cloth and not the little polyester ones is the cloth ones will fold into a diamond and
crisp.
Stick.
Yep.
Yes. We will present it because I'd hate to know that a 91-year-old
veteran...
Oh,
no, we have to get everyone. Yep.
And say, sorry, buddy, you're not old enough. So.
Right.
I'm asking all the politicians that come to bring a flag with them so we can donate it. Now, not only we donate it, we're going to actually say, okay, this flag was donated by so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
and then that way they get recognition for it. But that way, all the older veterans will be there. Also, while I'm on that subject, if you are a Vietnam veteran or a Korean veteran...
Of that era, yep.
Of that era, we have a special, special presentation
come on,
for you.
Come out.
I want to say it, but I can't. I want you to come and to see what it's going to be about.
Yeah, come on out.
It will be a tear moment.
Yeah.
It will be an honorable moment.
We'll have the tissues ready.
And as a veteran, I'm asking all other veterans to invite your friends,
mm-hmm.
veterans,
yep.
Army, Navy, Air Force,
Doesn't
Marines,
matter.
National
You're
Guard.
All welcome.
And I was called out, I forgot to say this earlier.
The Space Force?
No, the Coast Guard.
For sure, you have to have the Coasties.
He called me and asked me, he said, what about the Coasties?
Yeah, you
and
have
I'm
to have
thinking,
your Coasties.
I'm thinking, are you a Coast Guard? He said, yeah. I said, well, I never met a Coast Guard here locally.
Right.
So, yes, we will even have the Coast Guard being represented. So every branch of service will be there. To be, you know, and so if you know of anybody, family, wife, mother, father,
yep.
anybody that's ever served, we got a special thing for them, so bring them out there so that way we can show our respect towards them.
Okay.
And I'm not that great at math, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn
did
Express.
You?
If the 100-year-old veteran does show up, that's a World War II veteran.
Right.
Yes.
And there's not that many of them left, unfortunately, these days, and we do want to honor them for sure. But that is amazing, 100 years old. Thank you so much for your service. Well, we're continuing our talk with our good friends, Ronnie Dancer and Van Jones, Armed Forces Day, fireworks, family activities, and so much more going on at the Dancing Ranch Farm, which is located near Falk in Miller County. And you say the doors are going to open around 3, or the doors, as I call it, but letting them in around 3.
The gates.
The gates. The doors. There'd be the gates.
The gates will be open at 3 o'clock. From 3 to 5 is a kid-friendly time.
Right.
That's pretty much just gives us time to get everything set up.
Get everybody set up.
Get preparation. Also, before I forget, I want to do a special shout-out to the Miller County Volunteer Fire Department.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't do this without them.
We could not do this without them. When you have fireworks, that means there is fire.
There's potential.
There's potential. So, therefore, the volunteers are going to be there on standby just in case. And to me, a veteran is the most respectful thing there is, but sometimes the unsung heroes
right.
are the ones you don't get to hear about, and that's your law enforcement, which will be out there, and our volunteer fire department.
Perfect, perfect.
There's no...
Like I say, it was for the police.
Yes.
Police and the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
A meal.
No. Any law enforcement officer that wants to come out there and help us,
right.
this is a free event. So
right.
therefore, there's no revenue coming in. But if a law enforcement shows up
to
and
help.
Walks around
yeah.
just to help us with security,
yeah.
they get a free meal.
Okay. And we don't bring our own snacks and our own drinks because you need to be careful.
Because
just
we have,
make sure you're,
yeah.
yes, you're
a
not
kid
covering
friendly
insurance
environment,
ones.
And our insurance does not cover any alcohol.
All right, so, but you've got stuff available that's going to be budget friendly.
Yes, very budget friendly,
okay.
And we have a concession stand available. But that's the reason we do not allow the food and drinks coming
right.
in because
that's
you can't
fine.
Monitor who has alcohol.
The,
don't. And this
if
is
we know that ahead,
event.
We can plan.
Only
yes.
thing you really need to bring is yourself and
a
comfortable
chair.
Chair.
Yeah. Yes. Bring your chair.
And the earlier you get, the better seats you get.
Right.
We're expecting anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people to show up on this event.
Okay.
The setting area is about the size of a football field.
All right.
So we have plenty of room for that. We're also, there's going to be special things going on during the event. So before you actually get to the fireworks show, there's going to be a lot of special activities coming in.
Oh, good.
And every event and activity that you see has been donated.
Oh, nice.
Everything. So this is a very big community.
Everybody pulled together.
Everybody pulled
I love
together.
That.
And for those that want to stay in their car or with their car that, you know, for say for the COVID pandemic, that don't want to be out in the lawn chair, we will be having an FM receiver that they can play through their car.
Okay,
cool.
So we can tune in. Okay.
Technology.
Yeah, use it to our advantage.
Love it. And you got a, did you say you had a DJ?
Yes, sir. We have D&M Entertainment mm-hmm. coming out. It's live entertainment.
All right, so you'll be entertained. All kinds of fun for the kiddos.
Yeah.
The honoring of the vets and a special thing there. And, of course, the fireworks show is going to be extra special.
Yeah.
And there's a surprise in the fireworks that we're not going to talk about.
All right.
But it's going to make it glorious, as they say.
I like that.
You like that?
I like
glorious?
That. Glorious? Yes.
All right. It sounds like it's going to be a family fun event all day long or all from afternoon into the night. And then you said... For the people that after the fireworks show is over with, some people, you know, they've got kids are going home. I understand mm-hmm. that. But some people may want to hang
it's
on and have some more fun.
9 o'clock on a Saturday.
You got something very special planned after the fireworks.
Yes, we do. I've got my own stage lights, fog machine I have set up on hand, PA system with karaoke. Welcome to stay and sing your hearts out.
Oh, fun. Good.
Yep. Anna karaoke.
Yeah, let's do that.
Something I want to see.
I'm sure you do.
I do. All right, hang around because we're going to keep you guys over through the top of the hour because we want you to play a game with Anna. We always play games.
Yes,
did you tell
do.
Van that we play games?
No.
Oh, well.
See, we just blindside people.
Well, yeah, he's going to play a game. And then we'll also kind of go back over it all again. But anyway, we'll do that after the top of the hour. More of the Best of Most Country is on its way on the pick. You know, that caused almost an earthquake.
I know. I love that.
They on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
When he was down in concert in Baton Rouge at the LSU.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
It's
what?
Like the Bob and Tom show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we're getting high compliments here. All right. We are talking, by the way, with Ronnie Dancer and Van Jones. Armed Forces Day, big celebration, fireworks show, and so much more going on at the Dancing Ranch Farm in Miller County near Falk. That's going on this Saturday. Around 3 o'clock, they'll open the gates and let people in. Lots of children and family activities. And then later in the evening, they're going to be honoring veterans from
yeah.
recent all the way up to World War II. And then, of course, before it's all said and done, they're going to have the fireworks show, karaoke. There's going to be a DJ out there. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's free to get in.
Right.
If you want to purchase a little food, they're going to have that family-friendly prices. But
yes,
it's free to get in. What you need to bring is yourself and a comfortable chair. Get there. The earlier you get there, the more up front and better seat you're going to get. But anyway, it's going to be a great time for all. We'll kind of go back over some of the highlights of that in just a minute. But we do want our guest and you people, along with Anna, to play a game. And today's game is called Yes or BS. So
oh,
I'm
going to
give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true fact or if it's something is not right about it. It is Barbra Streisand, as I call it.
All right.
BS.
We can do this.
Are y'all ready?
Yep.
We're ready.
Okay. I didn't hear any confidence back there from Van.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
Okay. All right.
Get her done.
Elvis Presley's backup singers were called the Jordanaires. Is that yes or BS? I know this because I have some age on me.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yep.
You're going to go with yes?
We're going to go yes.
Yes is the correct answer.
Yay.
They were called the Jordanaires. And he also had Stamps Quartet as well at times, but the Jordanaires were his big backups. Well, they don't advertise these on the radio or TV anymore, but back in the day, Camel cigarette were known as humps within months of their introduction. Is that yes or BS?
That's a yes.
That
yes.
is a definite yes because of the Camel.
Yep.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR, was the first U.S. president to fly in an airplane. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
BS.
No.
They're confident. As a matter of fact, it was Teddy Roosevelt in 1910, after he was president, the first president to fly while serving after that. The first lifesaver flavor was butter rum.
No.
No.
No, it was peppermint.
That makes more sense.
Peppermint. Texas leads the United States in milk production. Is that yes or BS?
Nah.
No. I mean, it could be.
It's not, though.
Well, there's a lot of cattle. There's a lot of cattle in Texas, but
they don't all get milk.
Yeah, as far as the ones that give you milk, the cows and everything, no.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, the dairy state, actually leads the way in milk production. Let's see here. Hawaii is the only U.S. state with a Polynesian name.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll go with him.
So true. So true. The famous baseball player Babe Ruth wore a cabbage leaf under his cap to keep him cool, and he changed it every two innings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes is
cold.
Correct. It helped him out so much. Speaking of baseball,
mm-hmm.
Joe DiMaggio was the first baseball player to use a bat with a knob on its grip end. Is that yes or BS?
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. It was actually the guy we talked about earlier, Babe Ruth, who did that. Raindrops are shaped as a spear.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mary Todd Lincoln was the first presidential wife to be called the First Lady.
I think that's true.
I'm going with yes.
It is true. And finally.
Okay.
Alabama
mm-hmm.
is the largest state east of the Mississippi River.
No.
No.
Okay, smarty pants, if it's no is the answer, what's the right answer?
Do you know it?
What is the
Georgia.
Largest state?
Georgia.
Georgia is actually correct.
Hey!
I bet New York's pretty close to Georgia in size, but not quite.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll look it up after a while and see how close they are.
I'm Googling now.
All right. The gates open at 3 this Saturday. All you have to do is put it in your Google map or whatever, the Dancing Ranch Farm, and you'll get there. But it's going to be an evening and a nighttime of fun for the entire family. It's free to get in. Bring yourself and your lawn chair. Don't bring anything else. It's not allowed. Don't bring any outside food or drink because they're going to have some family-friendly prices
yes.
on what they have to sell there as far as eating is concerned. But bring yourself a comfortable lawn chair. The earlier you get there, the better seat you're going to get. All kinds of activities we mentioned for the kids with bounce houses and fun. We're going to honor the vets from World War II all the way up to today. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be fireworks. There's going to be prizes. And then a karaoke as well. And there's something very special going to go on with the fireworks show. And once again, to get in, it's free.
Free.
So honor your service members.
Yes.
And have a family day of fun all at the same time. We want to thank y'all, first of all, for coming up with this great idea.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Thank you so much for funding the fireworks. Yes. It's very important.
Yeah, we also want to remind everyone that there'll be 50-50 raffle tickets. It's a cash pot. $2 a ticket, or you can get 3 for $5.
All right. Real quickly.
One thing I would like to do, we're going to try to make this an annual event. So if any donations come in to help with the fireworks, we can have use that for next year's fireworks.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. It's going to be happening this Saturday. Dancing Ranch Farm. Google it, be there, have fun, and bring the family.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.